one business is not career. You can't have regrets. You cannot enjoy your success for too long and you cannot have regrets. It's too short. All the regret and all the happiness when you're done. Then you sit back, have a coffee, have a drink and then think that day I did this. Not while you're playing.
Well, you heard it right. The poster boy of Indian football, Sunil Chhetri, in the biggest episode of Injury Time Extra. Guys, this is Naveen and joining me today is Sandeep.
Hello.
What an interview that was, isn't it?
Yes, very long interview.
Yes.
And Sunil Chhetri is, of course, he's well spoken, so it's always a lot of fun. We are bringing you this episode in two parts because it's a very long interview and we wanted to break it into two. The first part is what you're going to be hearing now. Sunil Chhetri spoke about his current season, his life before he became the Sunil Chhetri as we know him. This is a very fun interview to do, wasn't it?
Right. It was not an interview per se. It was like a chat, a conversation with the man.
Yes.
Pretty frank and open.
Yes, it's always great to have conversations with Sunil Chhetri. It's nice. He's always, you know, very open about
it. Well, like I told you, didn't realize that it was close to an hour.
Yeah, we almost booked him for around 50 minutes.
Yeah, just went
so
on and on.
This is the first episode. We hope you enjoy this.
The first part of
first part of the two-part series. And we hope you enjoy this. Second part will feature a lot more about Sunil Chhetri's early life. Mm-hmm. And his time in Portugal, his time in America and all the rest. This first part is more football related.
Right. So, I hope you all enjoy this. So, go on. Sunil, first up. About the season, how do you? The league is almost over. So how do you see the whole season?
I've got mixed feelings about it. Well, last five games have been good, both for the AFC and the league. We want to believe that we are getting to a level where we're understanding what the coach wants. Playing for a new coach with a new method is always difficult. We started well. But then, without starting to blame the referees or I just want to blame ourselves, missing chances, not turning up to games was one of the main factors. And then came the red cards, the injuries. I think the most important thing was we didn't turn up in some games. We didn't take our chances. And it feels more sad because when you look at the games that we had lost points, we were quite dominant. There hasn't been, I think, apart from East Bengal away and Mohun Bagan, the last game that he played at Mohun Bagan, I don't think we have been dominated by any teams. We were the dominant side, we had the more chances and still we couldn't get points. So many games come to our mind. Aizawl away, 1-1, get a penalty, missed it. One goal, generally scored by Sanjay Singhan, called off. Chennai, great header by Juan, goal line save, two goal line saves. Mumbai away, goal line safe, a couple of them had so many chances. So all these games, you know, they hurt you. You know, when you think back, it's almost 8-9 points. And imagine if you had 8-9 points now, if we are in the hunt. But it's okay, it's done. There are two important tournaments that we're playing right now. We will look good in the AFC because we have 9 points from 3 games. And we'll try our best to qualify. And then we have the Federation Cup. So on a whole, it's been an all right season. We are spoiled here in BFC. Now we always win tournaments. We always are at the prime of the league and all. And this year not being there, it hurts. But we just learn. You know, everything we just learn and look forward. In this club, we have a philosophy of working hard and trying to improve ourselves, and that will continue.
You spoke about how at BFC it's all about winning, and you've always been there in the past 4 years. But this time that was not the case. So how has the team reacted to that?
There were times when we were down. There were times when a lot of us were down, but the leadership, not only the coaching leadership by Luka, but even the Parth and all, they were always positive. Small example, man, East Bengal were at the top and just one game, two game, they lost and look, the turmoil at the club. From where we can see, I don't know the inside story, but at our club, there was never a moment of doubting each other. We knew we had the right path, things were not coming, but we stuck together and that's the best thing about my club. You know, we all are in this together, we win together, we lose together. We had some meeting in between where Mandar and Mustafa came and they had a chat that no matter what, they want to back the team up, and which was very good. Path shared the same feeling. And so it's nice to be in a club where even if things go bad, which it will go, in football you don't win always. the team stuck together, and I hope slowly we can see the dividends. I hope we do well in coming games.
Sunil, when we spoke to Cameron Watson earlier, he was saying he played in a similar system while in Australia when he was in Adelaide. And he said it took some time for them to figure out where to be, how to pass, where, how to receive, and movements and stuff like that. And he said one day the penny dropped and they were unbeaten.
Hmm.
Do you think the penny has dropped because considering how well you have played?
I hope so. I hope so. I really hope so. But, you know, we started, we won 3 games in the league and suddenly a debacle happened. So I just want to keep my fingers crossed. And the good thing is we know exactly why we're getting it, because we're working really hard off the ball and as a team. And that shouldn't stop. There's no way we're going to take it for granted that we have won 5 games, conceded 0 goals and scored goals freely. It goes. It just goes in one game. In football, confidence is as such, you know. You just lose one game badly and your confidence goes, you don't look the same team. So I just hope we can continue it. I'm pretty sure we're not going to take it for granted. We work really hard because we know exactly why we're getting the game. You know, the fact we just watched the video today, and the fact the beautiful game only looks beautiful because we win the ball quick.
Hmm.
We work really hard defensively. And that's the reason why we get the ball and then we can pass it on. And then it looks good. But the main part is to work hard and not give space to the other team and get the ball back as soon as possible and then play. So unless we do the first part, which is the hard part, we won't get the second part. If we keep the ball, it will only happen when we get the ball soon, as soon as possible, and don't let them space. And that's the mantra here under our coach. And I just hope we can, it's hard work, it's not easy. We work really hard to that. And as you can see, even having one of the best teams, having good players, we struggle in between. So yeah, now, just 5 games now, I just hope we can continue it. Probably if it was 10 games, I would have said, yeah, we have got it. But yeah, I just want to build on it. We got an important game against Churchill. Also, the message from coach was, even if the league is gone, you know, we got to be a good example because we're last year's champions. You can't just go there and think. Sometimes it can happen. League, you know, leave it. What are we going to do? Just think about the UFC. No, but we just want to go there and do our best, because that's going to transcend in the next game, which is against Bangladesh on the 3rd. And that's what we're going to carry on the Federation Cup. You know, the momentum carries on, right? So you'll want to probably win this one and win the Bangladesh and go to the Fed Cup with 7 games on a win. So, no, that's the mantra. That's the plan.
You just spoke about winning the ball back. BFC, they press high, then you drop back, and then you press high. So sometimes we see you take the initiative to go and press. So what is that trigger that makes you like, okay, I can press right now? And you have to press together also.
The freedom is given to me and Danta or Oli, who plays. Mm-hmm. So we come down. The trigger has to be him and me, and it comes from our own experience. And the time when we think the whole team has come back and we are ready. The point is just to be, when we are ready, we go.
Mm-hmm.
When we are disjointed, let's suppose if Len is gone out, Oli is on the other side, just had a sprint, I can't go then. Because I know my 2 boys are missing. So it's just about waiting. And at the right time, the whole strength goes, because of course, in unity, you have more chances to win. It's just about when somebody had a big sprint, you cool down, you calm down, you come back. You let them have the ball. Not many teams in our league can pass around and run.
Yeah.
We don't have Barcelona here. There's only one Barcelona in the world. But yeah, you just wait, let them have the ball. Most of the teams try to lump the ball ahead. But we let them ball, and the moment we know. And it's not a, there's no planet. It's just, you think you know. And you go, and when one goes, the whole point is, when one goes, even if he has done a mistake by going, we all back him up. Because we'd rather be everyone on the same page, even if it's a mistake at that moment, but we're all on the same page. The moment there's a gap, this thing goes. Because if somebody goes fast and somebody plays around him, his confidence and morale goes. You know, if I go chasing someone and they do 1, 2, 1, 2, 3 and I'm just seeing nobody's there, the morale goes. But the moment I go and I see Cameron coming, Eugene coming, Nishu coming, and we all are there, it's not easy to play around. Juventus did it against Barcelona.
Yeah.
It's not easy. Even for Barcelona, it wasn't easy. It's hard work, because it's 100 miles per hour. But then the moment you get the ball, the team goes down. You know, if somebody's going to charge at you and they get the ball, if we get the ball, the team goes, confidence, they go down. And then you have to use your technical ability to just keep the ball. And thankfully, players like Eugene, Cameron, Alvin, Danta, you know, you can do it. And also the way he has used players like Nishu, Khabra, Udanta, Oli, they are so different players. So it's very difficult to mark. There has to be a different strategy for Oli. When Udanta comes in, it's a different ball game altogether. So he's used the weapon that he has properly. You know, Len wasn't playing at all. Suddenly he's a hero now. Last 3 games he played. Then we have Daniel. Vinith was always there. He's the highest scorer for our club. So he's using his cards well.
and everybody is, and everyone knows that they are in for a chance, and also playing three tournaments helps,
right?
Because he can juggle. We unfortunately got a foreigner injured again. Foreigner's injury kills you, man. You know. Yeah, but that's the way it is. Thankfully, players like Daniel, Len, and Vinita are taking the chances. And anyways, like Path says, we take a lot of pride that we want to build up Indian talent.
But that's also been a hallmark of this side. You always have guys who can
still
come.
He used to substitute the over 23 players and put under 23.
Yeah. I told Danny, if you were in any other big club, I don't want to take name, you wouldn't get the kind of games they've got. Yeah, yes, the coach backs him. Backs anyone. Nishu's playing all the games now. Nishu plays, Zula comes, not as well as Daniel Nishu, but Daniel, Nishu, Danta, Len, they all play. The times when 4-5 are playing, which is good, man. With youth comes a lot of aggression, a lot of pace, and if you're mixed well with the experienced ones, you always get results.
Taking a bit away from BMC but staying in the league.
I had this one follow-up. Yeah, one follow-up question to this. When you came to BMC 4 years ago, and then we were having a chat, that time you were adjusting to Ashley playing on the left wing. And now, in the last season when Roka came, you're playing in a different sort of format. So how has it been adapting to this different types of things, because you came up playing a completely different type?
Thanks to Ashley, man. I got used to adapting stuff. I got used to defending well, not well, better.
Well, let's say we've been watching it's well.
Better. Before, when I used to play, it was more of front moves, sprint, walk, jog, come back, sprint, walk, jog. There was no going behind because I was playing striker. But now with this, even in the our new gaffer, I play as a number 10 sometimes. From the left, I have more freedom to go in wherever I want. But defensively, he is so demanding that I have to come back and work hard. And then I have to match with Danta with his pace. Then I have to match with Len, which is good for me. It keeps me on my toe and it always keeps me young, if I may say so. Yeah, but then, yeah, it's good for the team, because now I've realized when I come back and defend, with my experience and all, we are a more stronger unit to be broken. It always helps when I come back, and I try my best to come back as much as I can. Thankfully, I'm whenever we wear the GPS, I'm doing quite well for the team defensively. And then you feel good, you know, because there's sometimes you might not, when you look at the game, you might not look good, because you want to do your step overs, your scoring goals, always the nicer things. But when you come back and you have a tackle, or you help an issue, or whoever's playing left back, you feel good, you know, because you did it for the team, you block across. The last goal, one of the goals that we scored was, they had a free kick. Sanjay took a free kick, I received the ball and I played the ball to Len. Generally, I would want to be at the Len position and score goals, but you feel good. You know, even the ball back, you saw a pass and you know. So it just adds to your game. And also what it really does, fitness-wise you improve. I realized this, last 4 years, touchwood, there hasn't been any great major injury.
Right.
And fitness-wise, you improve. I cover more distance. Believe it or not, my speed has increased than when I was younger. You're more fitter. It's just because you're doing so much and you're playing almost every game. So, thanks to Ashley and Roka, that they demand so much. There is no discrimination that he's cheating, so you can take one lap less or one round less. He demands more from me. You know that you can't falter. You have to come back for sure. You know, even if Len doesn't come or worry, but you really have to come, because people are going to watch you and you have to be an example. So the demanding, and it helps me, and I try my best to do as much as I can for the team.
Like what I was asking you earlier, in the league, Aizwal has been the story of this season. So your thoughts on that? I'm very close to winning the title this time.
Great feat, man. I'm so happy for the boys at Aizwal. It's not, I shouldn't say this because I'm a competitor in the same team, but they've done really well, especially at home. Especially at home, they've done so well, man. You know, all of them have worked really hard. You can't just pinpoint one guy. Like Amna and Alfred have been the star performers, but the whole team, man. The whole team has played so well. Albino has been so good at the goal. They've worked so hard. They're a team who play really hard. You won't see extraordinary out of the world football, but they work so hard off the ball and they fight for each other. And no wonder they are at a stage where. Almost, man. They're almost there. I just hope. I don't know. I don't know whether I should say I hope they get it or Mumma should get it. But I just hope that the best team win. And they have one game. They just need to draw.
Right.
Only if they lose and Mumma wins, then Mumma are champions. So they have it in their own hands now.
It's a great story, you know, for Indian football.
Man, it's massive, man. It's massive. Not in football, man. If you look around Asia or the world, it doesn't happen. Team got relegated.
Yeah.
Came back because of some
and then they won the championship. It doesn't happen. So it's a great feat, man. I want to congratulate all of them, man. All of them, Ashu, Jayesh, Amna, Alfred, all of them did really well.
Well, that was Chetri talking about his time in Bengaluru FC, the season under Roka, and also going ahead and congratulating Aizwal for the fairy tale run they have had.
Yes, he's the defending champion, and it's classy from his part to congratulate them for the current season. We don't know if they got the title as of now, but it's still classy of him to congratulate them.
Like he said, it's not only a commendable story in the Indian footballing context, but also such a thing has never happened.
So it's a underdog winning story. It's a great story.
Yeah, better than a lesser story? Definitely.
For me, yes, because definitely. I was in much more close quarters and involved in this, yeah.
That's exactly what even Chetri thinks, better than Leicester.
This is part one. We will bring you part two next week, which I think will be more interesting for those people who want to know the person behind the number 11.